Hi there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thank you, Susan, for having me back. Seems like I'm here every week.
Well, you're always on the verge of not coming back, so just be careful.
Yes, ma'am. And I just love that Puerto Rican accent of yours, let me just tell you. So anyway, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Remember, you can email us your questions and comments for us or our guest at pettalk@live.com. Susan?
Well, you just all heard me refer to myself as the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And so did you know that there is also a Florida Chicken Whisperer?
Uh-huh. I mean, what?
Well, we didn't either, but in fact, there is, and he's going to be on the show today. But first, we're going to talk to David Wilder, the CEO of Dog Ring. The Dog Ring is a revolutionary new product that offers a solution for those of us that want to spend time with our beloved four-legged family members. So welcome to the show, David.
Hi, folks. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome, David. All right, here we go. What exactly is a dog ring, and where do you use this thing?
The dog ring is an idea that I came up with a number of years back, but I've been working on it for 4 years. So it's a way that we can safely secure our dogs pretty much anywhere we go. If you can picture in your mind a hula hoop, and that hula hoop will open up to where we can clip it around a tree, a post, a pole, in a matter of seconds. But on that hula hoop is a free-sliding, retractable, or fixed leash, whatever the person wants to use. But it allows the dog to run a full 360 degrees around the tree without getting tangled up.
Awesome.
No matter how long the leash is.
That's right.
Wow. See there?
Well, I've specially designed the leashes so they, of course, work directly hand-in-hand with the ring itself. I've designed I have a patent-pending bungee braking system on there that helps keep both of them tight. And, of course, the retractable leash stays tight all the time. So safety for the dogs was the number one concern when I went to invent this product.
So now, couldn't some folks consider this a tether, or, you know, how would you respond to those folks that say that?
You know, that's a great question, and I've seen that that's something that has it's really come up since I've been introducing this product. And keep in mind, I love dogs. I always have my whole life. I've rescued dogs. I give and all that, but I've created a way that we can spend more time with our dogs. This is certainly never meant to tie a dog up in the backyard and use it for long-term storage. I think it's not where we're at as far as dog lovers. And as far as the tether, I think tethering's got a bad rap, but for good reason. I mean, people have misused it. This is more of a tool for us to spend more time together, not to take us away from our dogs.
Well, it's sort of like we see a lot of people with a lot of bad dogs, but I know we've had clients that like to bring their dog out in the front yard while they garden or whatever they're doing out there. And, I mean, that's a perfect example of where that could be used. Instead
Absolutely
of hanging on,
it is.
Hanging on to the dog the whole time or tethering, you know, sticking a pole in the ground. I'm sure they got a light post or they got something out there, a tree. Then they can hang out. And that's what we're about, the dogs hanging out with the families.
Well, and
that's
all they
right.
That's what the dogs want, too. They want to hang out with us. I mean, when we go out to the front yard, all nine of my dogs are hanging at the front window whining because they want to be out there with me. So
right.
I think it's not just us wanting to spend more time with the dogs, but the dogs want and need to spend more time with us.
The best dog is the dog that is people take everywhere, do everything. If I'm going water skiing, the dog's going with me. Those are the best dogs.
So there are tethering restrictions in a lot of cities across the country. How does the dog ring work with those laws?
Well, the nice thing is for us is, and first off, you know, those tethering laws are in place for a very good reason, because people have misused those or abused their dogs, in my opinion, by leaving them outside 24/7. And so I'm glad that those laws are in place. It's not so much tethering our dogs. I think that some of the main reasons that these tether laws are in effect, besides the long-term storage of these dogs outside, is because it puts them in potentially dangerous situations. They wrap themselves up. They can suffer injury that way. They can't reach their food and water. They can't get to shelter. They can't defend themselves. So the dog ring really eliminates all of those issues that were designed around the tether laws. And again, this is used for, this is created for dog owners that want to spend time with their dogs. So like Mark had said, as far as the gardening, it's a perfect situation. Another real good situation is for camping or going to the parks or road trips. You have to pull over to the rest area. You can clip your dog up while you run inside and go to the bathroom. And so it just has so many different uses. But yeah, absolutely. Those laws are in place for a good reason.
And I like the camping idea because, well, I'm not much of a camper. Holiday Inn is my, you know, campground. But I have one experience. I guess it's been 2 or 3 years ago where I went camping, and there was a lot of dogs off leash out there. And to me, that's just not safe because you don't know, you know, how the other dog is going to react to yours. You don't know how your dog is going to react to that one. So I like the idea of being able to use it for camping or if you're, you know, at the beach or whatever you're doing. But, you know, there's just a lot of uses for this tool. And I guess the key is you're supposed to be out there with your dog. It's not a tool that was set up or a gadget that was set up for you to just screw it into the ground and walk away and let your dog sit out there all day.
Absolutely right. And keep in mind, I mean, I think for the people that are seeing this and the response that I've been getting from responsible dog owners, they absolutely love this. And, you know, and to kind of step over on the other side of the line, if for these people that are, you know, tying their dogs up all day long, even though obviously none of us agree with that, even if they use this, at least those poor dogs would be able to reach their food and water. They'd be able to, you know, be able to have some sort of improvement in their quality of life out there. But again, I mean, this is for people that just want to go and have some fun with their dogs. And until now, we just haven't
Hold on just a second, because we've got to run to break. So hang on to that thought, and we will be right back after these messages.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, Dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Isn't that awesome? All right, go ahead.
We're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark, and we're talking to David Wilder, the CEO of Dog Ring. Now, David, you were in the middle of the sentence when I cut you off to go to break, so go ahead and finish.
Well, what I was saying, Susan, is this is a tool to give us a hands-free way to include our dogs in more of our lives. And I know a lot of people, they're one of the number one complaints I get is the reason why people are leaving their dogs at home so often is because they can't hold onto the leash for, you know, extended periods of time, or their only options are maybe to tie the dog up to where they know he's going to get himself tangled up, and it just creates a host of issues. So this gives us a way that we can include our dog pretty much anywhere we go.
Now, what's the diameter of those?
The standard diameter is going to be 30 inches across.
Okay.
Now, on your website, go ahead.
I was going to say later I'll have, you know, maybe some smaller ones and some extra large sizes for special order. But when we went through, I think 30 inches takes care of most trees and posts and poles and flower pots and everything else.
And so you carry this thing with you, and it's like a hula hoop. It doesn't fold up or
– Right. So
okay. So it's just a 30-inch hoop. No big – okay. That's easy to tote.
Yeah.
Now, I watched a video on your website that shows how easy it is to use the dog ring. Is it strong enough to hold bigger dogs?
You know, that's one question I've been getting a lot of, is people saying, I think my dog will go right through that. But keep in mind, I've been working on this for a long time. I've made this ring. Yes, it's less than 2 pounds. So I've made it real lightweight because I was thinking about people in the mountains or hiking or camping, you know, lugging it around. We want it to still be comfortable. But right. It is strong. A couple of the dogs that I've tested on there, one of them was an English Mastiff, and I don't know. I mean, I think those dogs get to, what, 240, 250 pounds. I mean, they're big dogs. And then the second one was a German Shepherd, and neither of them had any problem at all. I've had dogs that have run full force against it playing catch or something. With this braking system that I put on here, too, I designed it that way to where if a dog does hit the end of that leash full speed, he's not going to injure himself. It slows him down. It's got some brakes in there, and they're going to be quite fine. But, yeah, I mean, it's good for all dogs.
Awesome.
Hey, that'd be a good exercise. I could get on that and start running out as far as I could till it slung me back up against the tree.
That's right.
That, well,
you know, one of the
I
things that's really cool about this system is I have the two separate leashes. So one's a fixed leash. You know, that fixed leash is only 6 feet long, but it gives 200 square foot of running area. The retractable leash on this gives a dog a full 640-some feet of running area. And so when you compare that with a 10-by-10 kennel, and those kennels cost, what, $200, $300, $400, and they're only getting 100 feet.
Right. Okay, so your website also said that you're launching a Kickstarter campaign. What is that?
Yeah, so that's going to be launching here next week. And a lot of people are just getting learning about the Kickstarter. What Kickstarter is and what crowdfunding is a way for smaller businesses like myself to go out and raise the money from just the general public and folks can go on and they can get the dog ring systems on there. Basically, it's a way to pre-order that'll allow me or my company to have the capital to go and make the molds, tool up, all of that. Now, I have chosen a manufacturer here in the United States because, you know, being an ex-vet and all that, I want to put some people back to work. But I also want to make sure that the quality of my products that are coming out of my company are high quality, safe, and they're going to last. So, but the Kickstarter allows a pledge of as little as $5, and it goes up to a couple hundred dollars depending on how many systems a person wants and what they want, you know, what they want with it. But yeah, they can check that all out and get signed up from my website.
And what is that website, David?
It's thedogring.com.
Awesome. Okay, so do you have any new products in the making?
Actually, I have a ton of really cool products that people are going to love. I have already designed about 10 separate leashes, so people can start to pick and choose their systems here this next year. Plus, I've come up with a line of dog-safe rope toys, and so plus some handmade saddle leather harnesses and collars that will they'll outlive the dog. I mean, unless he chews through them, I guess. But I mean, they're very good quality. People are going to be real happy with what they're buying from my company. Guarantee it.
Awesome. Now, you said you're an ex-vet. What branch did you serve in?
I was in the Navy from 94 to 98. I was stationed out in Pearl Harbor. I was on a guided missile cruiser.
Had it rough.
We'll be going there soon. We'll be heading out there soon. We're delivering a service dog out there to a veteran on the island.
On Oahu?
He's in Honolulu.
Very good. Other island. Folks are going to love it.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Well, David, it's been a pleasure having you on. Looking forward to trying out one of the dog rings myself. And we are interested in hearing how your Kickstarter campaign goes as well. Hopefully that will go very well for you and get you exactly what you need to get this product off and running. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, David.
Keep in touch with us because we'd love to have you on again.
Susan and Mark, it's so nice to talk to you folks, and you both are doing such good work out there. It's really an honor to be on here with you.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, we're going to head to break.
Thanks for your service.
Yes, thank you for your service, and we'll head to break, and we will be back with our next guest, the Florida Chicken Whisperer.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Do Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
All right, folks, we're back, and you're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
And right now, yes, he's Mark, I'm Susan.
I'm just reminding myself.
Okay.
Keep going.
And right now, we're going to be bringing in our next guest, the Florida Chicken Whisperer, Joe Barber. Uh-huh.
Not really.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Where are you going with that chicken in your hand?
I got a lot of chickens in my hand.
Well, this is going to be fun. We reserved two segments for you, so because I want to hear all this. This is going to be good.
Okay.
Susan?
Where do you want to start? You pick it, and we'll run with it.
Well, I want to start here. Now, I grew up in Iowa, and we raised chickens for food, 90 chickens every year. And frankly, Joe, I've just never even knew that they could be trained. But our producer, Jack, tells us that you can train a chicken better than we can train a dog. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it's like anything else. The more you fuss with them, the better they get. When you buy them or you get them as day-old chicks, and if you've got the time to play with them, they attach themselves to you just like any other pet would. I've got chickens out here, not all of them. I have over 800 chickens on my farm, and but I mean I have a select few that are, I guess you call them the pets. And when they see you, they run to you, not away from you, and they love to be held. The more you hold them, the more they love to be held. It's to the point now where a lot of people get these chickens. I don't know if you ever heard of the Silkies. They're like the poodle dog of the chicken world.
Yes, I have heard of them.
Okay, well, their feathers are like silk. They're very soft, and you can get them in white and black and whatever color you want. And we have people in our town that carry those around. I mean, they just don't go anywhere. I mean, and the chickens just love being held, and you set them down, they sit there. They don't run away. They don't do nothing. But my chickens on this farm, I don't have any Silkies, but my chickens on this farm, they come running to me, my select pets. And if I sit down in a lawn chair, they jump up on the lawn chair, and they'll sit on my arm, and they clack at me a little bit. And, you know, they love to be fed treats. I buy them mealy worms in a bag, and boy, that's like candy to a kid. And they'll follow you all around, and they look for you, and they're a lot of fun. And the nice part about a chicken is a lot of people don't know this, but a chicken can live for 20 years if they're housed and kept right. So you got a very cheap pet for a long time.
So you have Joe, you have over 800 chickens on your farm.
Yep.
And you still have time. You still have time to train a few chickens.
As far as training them, you know, like I say, it just you just make an attachment to some of them, and you just fuss with them more.
I understand. Like the good dogs at the shelter, you know, they're good. Those chickens are good. But I was going to say, what keeps 800 chickens from coming after you?
Well, they will, but you know, like I say, I have. Huge coops are 80-foot long free-range coops. You know, I just they're screened on the top, keep the hawks out and that sort of thing. And you don't fuss with them as much as like you do your pet chickens. I mean, these are egg producers,
see.
And then I have another half of the farm that's just meat chickens. Those you don't get attached to. You know, they just those are your working birds. I have a whole separate coop of my big thing is I love rare chickens that are about ready to go extinct. Those are mine, my favorites. Golden Campines and all of those where there's less than 1,000 or 2,000 on the earth today. Those are my favorite kind of chickens.
It's a similarity to what we do with dogs. If a dog comes up, put your head in it in your lap. You pet him, and then another time he does it, you pet him. Now you got a chicken trained, if you would.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with the chickens. You know, like they get used to eating out of your hand, and they associate you with food. I guess I don't know, but after
a
while,
it's
conditioning. Yeah, they just absolutely just they'll follow you all around. It's just amazing, and you know, and all of my chickens would, I suppose, but you know, I just can't have that many chickens following me around.
Right.
Well, I need a chicken whisperer. Because let me tell you my issue. Maybe you can tell me how to fix it. I have two horses, and I board out at a barn close to here, Horseshoe Ranch, and we have a pet rooster there. His name is Rodney. Now, Rodney has decided that my horse is his horse. He sleeps in my horse's stall. And he hangs out with my horse all the time. So when I go to get my horse out of his stall, Rodney attacks me.
Yep. That's true. Now, Rodney needs a hen. See, Rodney's attached himself, which they do. Like I said, chickens will do that. And once they attach themselves to you, it's just like, you know, a protective dog, you know, that protects you or whatnot. Well, he thinks he's protecting the horse. And that's just the way it is. I used to have a rooster similar to that around here. He would protect me, and my grandkids would come around, and he'd attack them to keep them away from me. And it was just hilarious to watch him. Of course, kids didn't think so, but that's what it is. If you could get him a hen that he could attach himself with, you'd see the difference. You know, he wouldn't be so, but, you know, that may not either. You know, he may just decide, no, this horse is it, and that's it. But that's why they always say, especially a chicken or, you know, rooster chicken, you should never just get one. You should always get at least minimum of two because they attach to each other.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to advise the ranch owners that we need another hen because, let me tell you, I have to threaten Rodney with his life. I've threatened to make fajitas out of him, and he doesn't care. He is
yep,
rascal
that's
as
the way
he
they
is.
Are. They get very, very aggressive.
And he will just peck the heck out of my legs.
I've got a couple of comments about Rodney when we get back from our break, so remind me.
Okay. Yes, Rodney is not my friend. He is definitely a foe at the barn, but Mark loves Rodney. So
I'll
we
tell
have
that
a disagreement.
Story when we, yeah, I'll tell that story when we get back from break.
Well, we do. We're about to head to...
Yeah, I want to do that on the next break. I mean, on the next one. And then we've got two or three or more questions for you, Jill.
Sure.
Okay.
So hang out
with
us.
Yeah, stick around. We're going to head to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Hi, I'm singer-songwriter Fremont John, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. You know how short time really is, and you don't have time for all the negativity and meaningless chit-chat that's out there on other talk radio stations. BBS Radio is your source to a world of inspiring information you can use. You are living on a timeline, and you need information you can use to help you live your dream. Request my song Timeline right now. Buy my CDs at FremontJohn.com or CDBaby.com, and don't forget to friend me over on MySpace or Facebook. This is Fremont John. Thanks for listening.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
You're Susan.
Yes, and right now we are talking to the Florida Chicken Whisperer, Joe Barber. And we've been discussing a problem I have at my barn with Rodney the Rooster. And Joe has just given me some advice to help with Rodney the Rooster. But, Mark, you had a couple of things to say about Rodney.
I could – the first time I ever met the thing, I went and picked him up, and I could pull on his little beardy thing, and I could touch his beak. I could do anything I wanted to with him. I could carry him around.
The difference is you haven't gone into Rascal's stall to get Rascal out because Rascal's not your horse.
I'm just saying. I love that rooster. I took a picture of him with – I put a leash on him, and I took a picture of myself with him with a leash on. So, hey, Joe.
You know, and you keep handling him, he'd probably get a little tamer. You know, but as long as he's in the same area with that horse that he's attached to, he's going to protect that horse. And that's going to be the bottom line. So some way or another, you're going to have to take the rooster out of the way of the horse and leave him away for a while. So he reattaches himself to like another chicken. Or something like that, but that's way roosters
somebody
get.
Somebody else's
roosters
horse.
Get.
Maybe I should get him a Silky.
He'd like that.
Really?
Yeah. But you know, here's the thing. You know, like I say, you're going to have to get Rodney away from that horse and keep him away from that horse because he's attached himself to that horse, and that's going to be it unless he has something else to attach to, and not go back to that horse. That's going to be pretty much it.
We can put Rodney on that dog ring. That'll teach him.
No, that's a good idea. No, I think I'll try a Silky. Actually, one of my friends was saying they had a Silky they needed to get rid of. So maybe I'll get Rodney a Silky. Now,
yeah.
Joe, you have a show yourself right here on BBS Radio that airs on Mondays, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's called Country Joe's Chicken Show. And we talk about chickens and all other poultry, you know, ducks, geese, turkeys. We just go on and on. And we have editors of, like, Backyard Poultry Magazine and chicken magazines. And we have people from the hatcheries, you know, that own the hatcheries. And we talk to, you know, poultry vets. We do all kinds of stuff on our show. It's an hour show. And it's just all dealing with poultry.
Now, do people call you to fix their chickens for them?
Well, we have a veterinarian called Dr. Ron Keene. He's Extension Service in Wisconsin, but he's very good. And when I know that he's coming on, I tell people, and they write in all their questions about their problems that they have, and Ron and I, and mostly Ron, you know, will answer your questions for you. So. But I do. I get a lot of emails. People ask me questions all the time. Why this? Why that? And the whole thing. And yeah, we have fun with that too.
Well, what kind of weird questions do you get on chickens?
Oh God, I just got one. It wasn't too long ago. That you know, they say, well, when my chicken poops, what's the white part? You know, because it's black and white.
No.
And you know, you got to answer stuff
part.
Like that. And it's like I say, chickens don't urinate, so it's all in one. So that's what it is. And they were worried, you know, literally worried, you know. And you get questions like that all the time. Like, I've had my chicken now for 4 months. It hasn't laid an egg. What's the matter? And that sort of thing. And, you know, you got to tell them, well, you know, chickens don't start laying until they're 6 months old, you know, 24 weeks. You know, you get
the –
But chickens are becoming more of a a big deal now in the cities. People like having their own eggs and whatnot. And their bigger cities now, Atlanta, Orlando, are allowing you to have hens because you can have them in your yard and they virtually make no noise. So people are getting chickens, and their kids are having a good time taking care of them because they're very easy to take care of. And so that's the new trend now. So what they do is they buy these chickens without researching it first. then they get them.
And like
then as
dog.
They see the problems, then they panic, which are really not problems, you know.
Well, I think I saw – I was driving by someplace, and I think I could have swore I saw a chicken on a dog ring. It was awesome. The people were taking their chickens everywhere. No, honestly, I've seen people taking chickens everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, like these silkies, like I say, you know, you'll see people walking down the street, you know, carrying silkies under their arms. And like I say, you can fuss with these chickens, so they're just like babies. They just get so dependent on you. It's just really fun, you know. And I seen there's one woman in our town that has a white silky, and I mean when she's talking or doing something, she'll set it down and the chicken stays there. It doesn't walk, run, doesn't do nothing, just stays there, waiting to be picked back up.
Hey, I want that job.
Well, Joe, I got to tell you, you know, I mentioned I grew up in Iowa, and we raised chickens, and of course we'd go out and we'd dress them and bag them up, and each family would take home 30 and put them in the freezer to keep them for a year and that kind of thing. Well, you know, we'd get up at the crack of dawn and start taking the heads off the chickens and then sticking them in the boiling water and pulling the feathers off, turning them over the fire, get the pin needles. That we'd have like an assembly line with the whole family, aunts, uncles, cousins, and about noon came around and you'd been just messing in chickens all day, and guess what was for lunch?
Chicken.
I could have killed for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, God.
Or a hamburger. Hey, Joe, you've actually invented a product called The Last Scratch. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the last scratch, of course, we live out here in the country in Florida, and fleas and ticks are year-round, and we have Jack Russell dogs, and it seems like the lighter dogs, so the white dogs seem, I don't know, maybe it's just me, seem to really attract fleas and ticks more. And we tried all the other stuff, and we actually had one dog that got sick. I couldn't really blame it on the product, you know, that we got from the vet, but everybody suspected that's what it was. And my wife and I, we are kind of holistic kind of people. We do all of that sort of stuff. And my wife and I were saying, well, let's go into our, we have a little lab, if you would, it sounds bad, but we have a little lab. We went in there and we were researching. I had an aquarium type thing full of fleas and ticks that we would experiment with natural products and whatnot. And this literally took me probably 4 years, not working at it every day, obviously, but just every now and then and every now and then. And then I started using some exotic oils that weren't even from the U.S. and that sort of thing that were all organic, natural. And I noticed that it was killing these insects like nothing. I mean, they literally just were dying, literally in front of you. And so we bottled it up, and I really haven't advertised it like I should, but I have a regular clientele that buy it, and I guarantee it. You know, that's the nice thing about mine. If you spray it on a flea or a tick and it doesn't die in front of you, I'll give you your money back. And, I mean, there's not many people that'll do that for you. But this stuff is incredible, and our producer, Jack, just swears by it. You know, he buys his stuff by the gallon because he's infected. He has dogs out where he is, and he's here in Florida also. And he's infected with ticks, and this stuff here just kills him. I mean, you just literally watch him die.
Well, we're going to have to order a bottle and check that out.
Yes. Well, I can, you give me your address and stuff. I'll send you a sample bottle, and you can try it. And like I say, I should be advertising this stuff, but I'm so busy doing, you know, between my radio show and taking care of this chicken farm. We basically made the product for us, and then people started asking about it, and I hadn't really advertised it. And but like I say, it's 100% all natural. And I was talking to a vet friend that I had, and he kind of suggested, he says, without doing any research, like if the your dog licks himself, and you can also use this on cats too, kittens and whatnot. It works wonderful on that.
All right.
So it's
hey,
not
Joe.
Just a dog.
Awesome.
Hey,
yeah,
Joe,
we've got to wrap up.
You know, we got to get out of here. And we appreciate you being on.
Mm-hmm. And that's all for this week.